as it comes back.
All right. Let's play it slow, like a waltz.
That's the way it goes, but I can't say. Play it a little. Yeah.
Thank you.
fact about it, I think that's just a made up one.
Where do you remember learning?
I don't remember hearing anybody play it, really.
You think you might have made it up?
I might have done. Don't remember hearing anybody else play it.
Huh?
It's a nice one. I love that.
Have you written tunes?
No, I've played that nobody else plays. I don't know who made them up, written or what it's called, but anyhow, there's some I never hear nobody else play. I play.
You play the Unifying Mountain? Is that
yeah.
One of your tunes?
Yeah. I play that.
That'd be a good one. I like that.
There's two ways to play it, of course, but. I was a hauling fruit out of Romney, West Virginia, and I came in home one night, and we'd always played it as an old slow drone, you know, and went to playing it, and we stepped it up and made a good fiddle tune out of it. Come on, tune with you. Now, a guy gave me that fiddle. How about that?
Around this guy?
Huh?
Still giving out fiddles?
Daryl Hammerick. What is that boy's name? But he's a musician. He's a guitar man. He's a banjo fellow. He plays. Glenn Smith. Him and. Who is the boy that's on the picture of the poster here with me?
Larry Rader.
Yeah. But I have arthritis, see, and I needed a fiddle an inch short, easier for me to hold. Guy told me he'd make me one. Lives at Jim, West Virginia. So I was talking to them about it, and Daryl said, I think I've got one. So he brought, now that was 3/4 of an inch short. But it's a lot easier for me to reach, you know, on the count of arthritis in my arm. Now this is a...
Good sound with that.
Yes, a nice sound.
Thank you.
and G or whatever. Just your
standard
count up.
Across two dash and G.
I made it. I just made it, huh?
I never heard it.
Now, I used to play it low, slow way, you know. But I came in one night, and the boys was all playing on my porch, and I just got up and got the fiddle and went to playing that, and that's the way I've played it ever since. I can drag it along, I suppose, but I wouldn't want to go back to it now.
Would you play one of those that only you know, for us?
Huh? Can't think of them now.
Yeah,
when I play one of them, well, I'll tell you. If I happen to think of them, I'll tell you that.
That's fine.
Everybody's trying to play your tunes.
Yeah.
Everybody's playing your tunes.
Yeah, that's right.
Play that tune, Nigger's Delight.
Yeah, Nigger's Delight. Well, we tried to change it around. You can't hardly say that anymore.
Yeah.
Yep, Jesse Jackson.
Closer.
I just had hair put in that bow and it slips a little on me once in a while. Hear nobody other fiddlers play, ain't that right?
I never.
You never hear that down by the old garden gate from any other fiddlers, did you? Moon behind the hill? A lot of them you don't hear from other fiddlers.
Well, there's that guy playing in that old dance hall up near Fairmont. He used to play.
Yeah, he played. But I don't know him.
But
ever.
We don't know who he was.
I don't know him. He sure had a pretty fiddle. I tell you, when we as kids were growing up, we had to work a lot. We had to work all the time. We lived on a little farm. We didn't own the farm, but my dad leased like 8 years in a woodland, and he'd just go in there and clear land and raise crops and And then he'd turn, after he'd take three crops, he'd turn back over to the landowner. And we lived for about 8 or 10 years in one place that way. So we raised our own grub, you know. But coming in, when we'd come in for dinner, and my brother, I'd run. We'd run to get in so we could play a little while before dinner until the rest of them got in. And that's, so that was pretty tough going, but we loved to play. Then we got to playing for dances. And we walked for 10, 15 miles and played for a dance, not because we was going for fun. We was trying to make a little money because times were really hard. And we'd give it to my dad a lot of times. And we'd walk back, and sometimes it would be daylight and we'd get back home. But he'd come in, we could hear him coming from the house with a horse. He always plowed his corn and potatoes with a horse. We could hear him growling about nobody there to help him, you know, and we'd be already on the hill ready for him. So they had a bakery in Burnsville, and we'd stop there, and they never had no coffee, but we'd get cookies and pies and eat, you know, and we'd ride on the hill to work, and be up there waiting on him when he'd come, but we could hear him leaving the house. He was out of shape. That's the way we had her coming up. We didn't think nothing about walking 15 miles. Playing all night or midnight and walking back home.
Were you tired the
next day? Tired, but you just went in here. Oh, 2 or 3 hours, you're ready to go again. That's right. Now,
what did they pay you for playing for dames back
10 then? Cents a set. Was what they paid you.
A piece for the
We'd play all night, and if we made $2, hey, that was big money. That was like $50 today, really. That's
right.
Total
$2 for all of you, or $2
for both all of us? Okay. Hey, I'll tell you one thing. There's some guys there, there's two fellas there. They carried a $20 bill with them. And if they didn't have it, they couldn't change it. They'd dance free, you know. And they'd dance all the time, you know. I couldn't never change that $20. So I was coming through Burnsville, and I knew the fella owned the restaurant pretty well. And I said, I'd like to have $20 worth of change. 50s and cents and quarters. He said, what are you worth that much money? I said, well, I want it a poke. So he discounted. I said, I'll give it back to you tomorrow. Hey, when I got there and went to playing, these two guys was there. And one of them didn't have no 20, then one would be paying for both of them, you know, and they'd pull out that $20 bill. So they pulls it out, and both are dancing. So I just reached down and got my poke there, and I began to count out that money. Hey, they had money then, huh? I broke it up. But they danced all for a year or so, you know, on $20. I said, now if you'll pay me all that you owe me, I'll be pretty good. Yeah, they didn't want that change at all.
When did your father play?
I have a fiddle down home he gave me. He had two, and he gave me my choice when I learned to play pretty good. And when he was a kid, fella had two fiddles, and he was learning to play, my dad was, and he wanted to buy one of them, and fella wasn't selling one, because he liked them both, and he was keeping them. So he got converted to a church and a change of heart, you know, and he didn't think he wanted the fiddles anymore. And he told my dad, he said, I won't sell you that fiddle, but I'll let you have it for work. He said, if you'll work for me, he said, I want you to clear 2 acres of land in the woods, you know, for that fiddle. Oh, my land, you know, that's a job, you know, clean it up ready to plow. So he finally agreed to do it. He wanted the fiddle so bad. But now he wasn't cutting the big timber, just up to a certain size where they had to grub and pile the birch and have it ready. So he worked that fiddle out, and I've got it. It's a good one. My dad said, you have either the one you want. And so I like it because it's loud and clear, and I like that fiddle. It's a good one. It's the copy of the Stradivarius. French Mitchell thought it was one of the real old ones. Really, all time, he thought it really was. I said, no, it's just a copy of it. So it's a good one. I don't carry it out too much. I had to for a long time, but I got me a couple other here now. I can substitute it. These are good fiddles. I like these fiddles. That fiddle right there is worth about $700, I think, now. That's an Oscamino.
Who all played in your band back then when you had to go to dance? Just your brothers?
I had a brother-in-law play the guitar.
Uh-huh.
And my brother played a banjo. Yeah. Oh, we played a lot. We played around Fairmont. We went down there. Thought we'd make a living, you know, down there. We quit working on the farm, and we took out to make a living down there. Well, we'd done pretty good for about a year. We didn't make the money ahead, but we had money enough to spend and live. We lighthouse kept. And we stayed down there and played for about a year, but we had to come back home. We liked it down there pretty good. We played on the streets. We played on the street. Hey, we went out to some of these American-Italian brawls, you know. And they always had a big basement in their house. Wherever we went, they did have. And they had a big table and full of Dago wine and stuff. I don't know what all. But anyhow, it was good. It was real good. People liked it. What they call it. They call it that. I don't know what about it. But they're pretty nice people. But some of them get too much, you know. And my brother, he's in the habit of getting too much. He sung a lot. He was a good singer. He said he could sing like Jimmy Rogers and look like the Carter family. But he is really a good singer.
Did the wine improve him or make him worse?
It made him good for a while, but directly he got real bad. So there's a couple of guys there trying to waltz dance, you know. And every time they'd come around, why, they'd look mean at him. We'd quit playing, you know, and he'd just singing. And this fellow said, I can't dance to that kind of music. Fair said, well, they've done play it, quit. And he said, I'm just singing for the audience. So he sneaked over to me. He said, the next time he comes around here, he said, I'm going to make him a collar and necktie out of my banjo. No, I said, that won't do here. Directly, that guy come around, and he looked me in him. He jumped up at that banjo, and I thought, sure, he's going to hit him, but I got between him. I said, no, I have to, if you're going to fight, I said, I do his fighting. I said, he's small. Of course, I was too, but he's smaller than I was. I said, he's not able to fight you, and I'll fight. Now that started the ball rolling. Everybody began to get into it. They liked us. Them people liked us. They called American Italians, but they all liked us and liked our music. We were having a really good time until that happened, but that really broke it up now. The cop took us there. And he said, boys, let's get out of here. I said, well, this place is buzzing now. Yeah, the cops there liked us real good, and they'd take us out, you know, to places and play. And went to their brother-in-law's to play one night, and this guy got mad and got quarreling at this cop, and he didn't have his uniform on. He just went playing shows. So directly hit that guy, and he knocked him into this room nearly. He fell for a mile, seemed like, broke his fist. And back in the next day, and was down where the rest of the cops were, and they said, just what happened up there last night? He said, well, I fell down. Looked around us. Clarence said, yeah. I said, he fell down. All right. So that they just passed on, but them guys knew he'd been in no fight. we had an awful time down there. It was pretty nice. Skyland Scotty was down there and singing and playing, and Lulee Bell, 100 people there. That back in the 20s, roaring 20s.
Did you ever play on radio back
then? Yeah. Yeah, we played, we got on for a tryout there to get on. And that would come due the nights that we had to go play for something else, and we were making a little bit of money at that. And we was just trying out there, and we had to drop that. We just had 15 minutes. And we was on a couple of three times.
The rest of the time, he was roaring around.
Yeah. Roaring 20s, huh? Well, I'm talking too much, and ain't playing any. You want to play, or you fellas going to play for me? You heard him sing for me, didn't you?
Yeah.
Who will sing for me?
Well, we could try to.
Try one.
Yeah, go ahead. Play one.
What are y'all? We all in standard?
I think so.
Yeah, they ain't never changed.
Johnny Come Along. Yeah.
Play the ones that you can play. I want to hear you.
Hear it up there, Steve. Take it out back and stamp all over.
I'm recording this.
Yeah.
Hey, start again. Start again. This half of the room is playing fast, and this half of the room is playing with the leader.
Yeah, yeah, good. Hard. Start it here. Yeah, that's a little too fast.
Keep your eye on the man that's leading. Keep your eye on the man that's leading.
I'm not supposed to start. Do you know?